Right now it's time to bring in Ruth Epstein. We talk with Ruth every Monday morning. Ruth, of course, covers our area for the Waterbury Public and American, and we just check about things that are going on and coming up in our area. Good morning, Ruth.
Hey, Marshall. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Okay. So, a quiet week, but some interesting stories. We had a meeting with some folks, some officials in Canaan about their concern about homelessness in that town. The social service agent, the first selectman, Charlie Parati, and the state trooper have been in contact and are concerned. There are at least four people they know, maybe more, and they are concerned about their welfare, and also there are concerns being expressed by residents of the town, worrying about them as well as the appearance of the homelessness. And according to Mary Beth Waybrook, who is the social service agent, you know, it's a perfect storm. We have a pandemic, we have housing costs that are through the roof, and lack of housing. So it's interesting take and sociological take on that.
Yeah, I saw that story. Another interesting story that you have in the Republican American is the situation in Falls Village with the Democratic Party.
Yeah, they. I guess it's been an interesting political season there. The Democrats voted at it wasn't a caucus. It was because of pandemic. Our governor is allowing these town committees to hold just meetings for endorsements, and the Democrats, in a vote, decided to support Republican incumbent Henry Todd, and a group of Democrats have filed an appeal with the Democratic State Central Committee on saying they don't have a choice, and they're asking for an appeal and a redo. So I haven't heard if they've gotten any response. I don't think so as of yet, but we'll follow up on that and see what happens.
It's interesting because when you read in your story, they go on to further notes about not necessarily just the meeting, but other things that they pertain that happened and associated with this, which were not legal or part of the rules. So it's
and Dave Barger, who is the selectman and the chairman of the party, said all rules were followed. So as I say, we'll see what happens coming out of that appeal. We also were at the Hunt Library the other day where they paid tribute to Wood Sinclair for his 50 years of service to the board on the library. And everybody knows Woods as a former teacher at the high school and a very active member of the community, and it was a very nice tribute. And looking ahead, Marshall.
Wow, pretty busy week, actually.
Yeah, I don't see too many.
Not too many town meetings and stuff, but you've got Thursday.
Thursday is our parade, correct?
The race car parade, which starts at 4 o'clock at Lime Rock, heads up to Lakeville, Salisbury, turns around at Noble Horizons, back through Salisbury and Lakeville, and then to Falls Village.
Will they be having the...
There's meant to be a get-together. We'll have to see what happens with the rain. Yeah, there's meant to be a get-together.
Okay.
Willie Hallahan is going to be there with a bunch of other volunteers parking the cars.
Oh, good.
It's one of those things. The car. By the time they get all the cars parked, it's very loud because these are anti-grace cars. And then they take off. So it's about a two-hour party that happens normally afterwards with a bunch of tents set up and stuff like that. So
yeah, and once again, as they do during the car show, Falls Village is bustling. Will you be there this year?
I don't know. It all depends on the weather. It looks like if there's a chance of showers, no. If there's no showers, yeah, there's a slight chance that I'll be there. Because
I hope so.
It'd be nice to get out there and get there. And then, of course, Lime Rock is open for the weekend right through Monday with really one of their biggest events of the year.
Right. It's a biggie. And in Cornwall, they're having a big art sale at the library for 3 days.
That starts on Friday with an opening ceremony, I think, at 5 o'clock, and then runs through the weekend as well, yeah.
Right. So, today's the first day of school. Kids are headed back, and we'll be watching closely to monitor what happens with masks and COVID and in school, no remote going on. Everybody's either in school and If they choose not to, they have to homeschool. So we'll be following that as the year progresses.
And basically, it's either either wear a mask or don't come to school. However you want to do it. But I think the way that all these schools handled it last year, I think that they're starting off strong-willed this year. And we'll see what happens. I think the decision to bring the students back into school. These students can't go 2 years in a row without the interaction of teachers and other students. It's when you look at education, it's more than just the three R's. And it's the bond shift. You know, I still remember my teachers from Sharon Center School, my favorite, and from the high school.
Just look at all the reunions that are still going on, where people are still close to those they went to school with. I mean, it's a lifelong relationships are formed in school.
So I think it's really important that that the students are back in school, and like I said, I don't think students really care about wearing a mask. I really don't think they do.
They're very resilient. They just go along with it. The parents and the kids. Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things. But yeah, it's hard to believe that today is the first day of school because. This isn't really a full week, right?
They go through till Thursday, and then they're off Friday and next Monday, and they go back next Tuesday or Wednesday. Tuesday, I guess. Yeah. So, yep. Here we are again, another year.
It's amazing. And Sharon Playhouse has got a cabaret this weekend with Maria Hickey. Who everybody knows around here. It's a patio cabaret. That is happening on September 3rd at 6:30 at the Sharon Playhouse. I mean, we've been very busy in our area with lots of things going on.
Lots, yeah. And let's not forget all those farm markets. Get out there and enjoy all the bounty that's there while we can before cold weather sets in. And there's plenty of these markets all over the place, which is wonderful.
Well, Cornwall has two.
Cornwall has two.
Norfolk.
Unique. Yes.
I mean, they're all great. It's once again, it's shop local and keep everybody involved local. And And we'll just see what happens through the course of the next week. But it's a fairly light week for you.
Just maybe I can take a breather, huh?
Why not? You deserve it. You've earned it.
Thank you. Okay. Tell my boss you said that.
and a dime will get you a cup of coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Very good.
All right, Ruth, have a great week.
Have a good holiday.
You too.
And enjoy, and I hope to see you around, Marshall.
Oh, yeah, and say hello to Ed and the whole family for me.
I will. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Ruth. Take
Bye.
Care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. Of course, you can find her online at rep-am.com or in the paper, home delivery. You can pick it up at newsstands throughout the region and, like we said, on the internet as well.